Now, hundreds of supporters and protesters packed into Guilford this afternoon to get a peek at the president as he visited Puritan Medical Products, which announced that when it opens a second facility in July, it will be producing 60 million COVID-19 swabs per month. Robbie Feinberg reports that while many in town were proud to see Puritan recognized, some were disappointed in the president's actions in recent days.
Hundreds of supporters flooded sidewalks and erupted in cheers as the president's motorcade wound its way through Guilford's small downtown on Friday afternoon. Trump flags waved through the air, chants of four more years broke out repeatedly, making the event feel more like a campaign rally at times than a presidential visit.
We'll make America great again.
At a nearby gas station, Mickey Buckland of Friendship says she drove into Guilford on Thursday night, then parked on the side of the road early Friday morning to secure a spot to see Trump. Buckland says despite a pandemic that's left the country with the highest unemployment rate since the Great Depression, she's happy with the president.
I look at where he's brought this economy in the last 3.5 years, and I don't believe that this COVID is anybody's fault. And I think he's the only one that can do what he did in the last 3.5 years again and get us back to where we were, if not better.
Those feelings are shared by others in Guilford. While Trump's visit here was officially to recognize the specialized swab manufacturing at the Puritan factory, the area's residents are overwhelmingly white, with a median age of 51, putting them squarely in the president's base demographic. In the 2016 election, close to 60% of voters here chose Trump, making the town a relatively safe landing spot to visit, as protests have erupted across the country over the death of George Floyd, who was restrained by Minnesota police.
As you can see, this area is a big Trump supporter.
Frank Gilbert, who's lived in nearby Abbott for his whole life, wears a camouflage Trump 2020 hat and says he's happy with the president's decision-making around the protests. And he was pleased that Trump is recognizing Puritan, which he says has provided a living to both his daughter and grandson, as Piscataquis County has lost residents and jobs over the years.
You know, so it means a lot, no matter if you're a Trump supporter or not. You should still appreciate the thought of him coming to the little community that this is.
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
And while the supporters significantly outnumbered protesters, more than 100 people rallied downtown to protest the president's visit. The protesters carried signs with messages such as "No place for hate" and chanted messages like "No justice, no peace," echoing the sentiments of dozens of other protests around the country sparked by the killing of George Floyd. Guilford resident Dan Wendell says he wants to show that he and others in the small town want to see change.
Only get to hear the voices that are really loud saying very negative things. I'm here for the people who only see that side of Maine and only see that side of this town at the moment and want to add support to people who have been historically oppressed, taken advantage of, and don't have the ability to speak for themselves and say, there are people here who care and who disagree with what's going on.
And even some local residents who weren't participating in protests were upset about the president's actions. 25-year-old Samantha Johnson, who grew up in nearby Abbott and now lives in Milo, sits in a lawn chair outside of her uncle's house about a half mile from the Puritan factory. Johnson says that while she was eager to see the president's motorcade near her hometown, she's been disappointed in his leadership.
But I am disappointed at the way that he shut the lights down at the lighthouse, at the White House, and hid. And then the comments that he's made since. I don't think that's what you're supposed to do as commander-in-chief. You're supposed to unite people. And he really has not done a good job at that.
In total, Trump's visit brought hundreds of people into the small town of about 1,500, many without masks and lined up shoulder to shoulder downtown. That's led some to express concerns about the spread of COVID-19 in a county that's seen only one reported case so far. And while some officials, including Governor Janet Mills, said they were worried about security as supporters and protesters packed the small town, the event appeared to be largely peaceful. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.